It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
A total political stunner.
Slapped all of our political cheeks awake this morning like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
Seven-term Republican Congressman Mike Rogers.
Of Michigan's 8th Congressional District. This includes Lansing, Brighton, a good chunk of Oakland County.
Announced that he is retiring.
Retiring from Congress, but not the political circus.
He is going to start a national radio show devoted to foreign policy and national defense.
His bailiwick as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He is also a very well-known talking head.
True. Rogers likes himself some media. Last year, he appeared more than any other elected official on the Sunday morning news shows.
Here's Rogers last week on Meet the Press with his take on Vladimir Putin.
He goes to bed at night thinking of Peter the Great, and he wakes up thinking of Stalin.
The man has got glib down. So now Rogers joins Senator Carl Levin and Congressman John Dingell on this year's retirement train. The big question, what happens now in the fighting 8th Congressional District?
And I think you just called it fighting. First of all, with Rogers out, both Democrats and Republicans will see an open 8th as attainable. It has a 53-54% Republican base, so the edge certainly goes to the GOP, but this year, without a well-known incumbent, it could be a toss-up.
Right. Now, it was a different district when Rogers first won his seat in Congress in 2000. That was against Democrat Diane Byrum by less than 200 votes.
Now, Diane Byrum's daughter, Ingham County Clerk Barb Byrum, is among those who are taking a look at that seat.
She's had her name a lot in the news this week. She performed the state's first legal same-sex wedding last Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And Mike Rogers' brother, Bill, he's a term-limited state representative. We could see the makings of a family feud. But in fact, there are a lot of Michigan politicians asking themselves at this very moment, so what do I want to be when I grow up?
But they'll have to figure out the answer to that question quickly. The filing deadline is just about 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm. And in that time, they'll have to ramp up a campaign operation, fundraising, recruit volunteers, and start gathering nominating petition signatures.
Paging Thad McCotter.
They will need 1,000 valid, legally collected signatures, and fast.
They're going to have to assess the field, consider geography, where the votes are, and, of course, who else might run. And that's in both the August primary and, of course, the general election come November.
And in a wide-open field, historic allies, friends, and neighbors are now being reassessed as potential adversaries. I will make this prediction. There are people today who are friends who will not be by the end of the summer. I don't
like you anymore. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. Entice me for a second time.